Hello? This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, very good day to you. This is James here from the eBay. How may I help you today?
Yeah, what's happening? I've just received a message saying they're going to take money out of my account for what?
Exactly. Well, this is a very important call because from the last few couple of days, we are receiving lots of red alerts and error notifications warning from your end. Which means it just simply indicates us someone is misusing your information and your banking information on eBay. Apparently, they have charged you around $299 for purchasing a gift card on it. So, do you have any idea about it?
No. Oh my God, no, I don't.
Oh, have you ever shared any of your personal financial things to anyone? Have you disclosed it to anyone?
No.
Oh, Jesus. It seems like it was an attempt of hacking which has been taking place. And, when was the last time you have used your eBay account? Do you do online shopping with eBay?
No, I don't think so. No, I haven't. No.
Okay, dear. At the very first place, I want to tell you, you don't need to be worried about it as because we are here to help you with it, right? So I just want you to be very honest with me so that I can be able to help you, right?
Yes.
So, you have not get registered yourself on eBay, right? But still you have been charged. It was ridiculous. No need to be worried about it because we have not taken the money from your account yet. When we have found that order fraudulent, we have make a hold on it because, to be very honest, I don't want you to pay or I don't want you to lose any of your single hard earned money. Right.
What do I need to do?
Well, you do one thing. Let me just try to get you connected to the secure server. We will generate the 9-digit cancellation ID for the cancellation purpose. And then we will check what exactly happened to you, who the people they are, and how did they have got access to your information so that we can put a block on it. So that they won't be able to use your information anymore in future. So, do you have any computer, any laptop, any contactable devices?
No, it's just my phone.
Just a phone. And it's Android or it's Apple?
Android.
It's an Android cell phone. Okay. But you do one thing. You are having a conversation with me on that same cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You do one thing. Put this call on the speaker and let me just have a word with the anti-fraud department team.
Okay.
Just for your security purpose, let me just have a word with the anti-fraud department team and I'll be right back to you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for holding the line, ma'am.
Yeah.
I just have a word with our anti-fraud department team for your security purpose. Now, before I just go further, what our server has detected, the reason why you're facing this problem because of your internet. These people, these fraud people, they have just gathered with your internet. They have hacked your internet. And whatever the activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet, like as email things online banking things, online, you know, shopping things, or whatever the things. You are doing Facebook, WhatsApp, over the internet. So whatever the things you're doing over the internet, all of these things are simply getting to these hackers. This is how your personal informations are being getting exposed to them, and they are misusing it at the moment. They're trying to, you know, purchase something illegal in behalf of you without your prior knowledge and without your authorization. And we have found the IP address. There are more than 10 to 12 IP addresses has been connected. It was like a foreign IP addresses which has connected with you at the moment.
Oh, God.
It means like there are more than 20 to 25 hackers who are still connected with you at the moment. No need to worry about it. We will put a block on all of them so that they won't be able to use your information anymore. Right.
Thank you.
So let me just try to help you with some security steps first. Let me just get you connected, get yourself connected to the secure server of eBay. Right.
Yep.
So, in your cell phone, do you have any Play Store application? Any Play
any
Store? Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Store.
Play Store? Store.
Yes.
I have that on my phone, yeah.
All right, lovely. Just simply open it. Let me just try to help you to install some antivirus security. Lovely. Lovely. Now look on the top. Do you see a white long search panel? Something called, there would be a small magnifying glass where it says search for apps and games, right?
Yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it. Touch over there.
Yes.
And type in letter I as in apple.
I for apple?
Yes. Then letter N as in November.
N, yes.
Then letter Y as in yellow. Letter Y. Then letter D as in doctor. Letter D.
Yes.
Then type letter E as in Edward. Letter E.
Yes.
Then type letter S as in Sam. Letter S.
Yes.
Then type letter K as in kingdom. Letter K.
Yes.
It would be any desk, right?
Yes,
any
that's
desk.
Correct.
Let me give a click on search. Do you know what is the any desk?
No.
Give a click on search and you will got to see something called any desk remote desktop application. It would look like a red color icon with a diamond shape on it.
Yes.
Do you see that? Is there any option called get, G-E-T, get or install any option?
It says install, yes.
Install, give a click on install. Now, this is our partner application actually, which will help us to generate the 9-digit cancellation ID as well. And apart from that, this is a remote software which will help us to remotely connect with all those people who are connected with you so that we can trace the locations of those hackers, of those fraud people who are doing these kinds of illegal activities with you. Right.
Not.
So do you see an option called install open?
Yes.
Simply open it.
There's no license.
Plugin activation, right?
Yeah. Privacy statement.
Okay, give a click on OK. Privacy statements. Give a click on OK.
Yes, and now it says AnyDesk plugin add one, no?
AnyDesk plugin add one. Alright, is there any option called install or something?
I've installed it, I think.
Okay. Is there any option called don't show this again or cancel?
No.
Okay, come a page back.
Okay. You can abort the tutorial by
tutorial, give a click on the left-hand side top corner, the white area. Then give a click on the right-hand side.
The left or the right? Because the left has got like a red thing flashing.
Yeah, give a click on the flashing area where you can see there would be some space. Give a click on the circle, the cap one. Where it's flashing, correct. Just follow the procedure and you will got to see some numbers over there.
Yes.
Lovely. These numbers, there would be 9-digit ID.
Yes.
Alright, I just want you to make a note of those numbers which we have generated for you for your security purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
Just write down the numbers in a piece of a paper and then confirm me the numbers.
Okay. Okay. 947.
Uh-huh. 947. I only have got 947. No, this app, these numbers will help us to connect your device to the eBay secure server. Right. So, is there any option called like there would be 9-digit numbers, right?
There is.
Okay.
And I'm still not sure I'm doing the right thing, eh?
I will show you. No need to be worried about it. I will show you each and everything. Okay, as I only have told you these things, but I have never showed you these things. I will show you each and everything, right? Like the foreign IP addresses, or whatever the things, whatever the errors, and whatever the notifications which we have got, right? No need to be worried about it. Just confirm me the numbers which we have generated for you for your security purpose.
Yeah, 947210100.
All right, and just below the numbers, do you see any option called set password? Password.
Oh.
Do you...
Where is it? Oh, it's down a bit. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Is there any option called set password?
It was. I just clicked out of the whole thing.
Came up, right? Okay, now look, you don't need to give a click on here and there, otherwise you will be gonna confused, right? Anyways, what we are going to do is at the moment, we are just going to set the unattended password against those fraud people so that they won't be able to get, they won't be able to use any of your information anymore, right?
Okay.
So once you have give a click on the set password panel, can you please tell me what can you see? Do you see something called interactive accesses, permission?
There is right? Underneath. I've accidentally clicked on something and now that half a blue sign come up. Oh, here we go. No, blue. It's just the numbers and then it says your address.
And
you
just
can use
below,
it address.
Just below your address, do you see something called set password?
It's underneath. It's like a page. It's like I can't get out of that to get to that password thing.
All right, you can you can just follow the tutorial. I guess you have not completed the tutorial yet. Just complete the tutorial.
Oh yes. Now I can see it. Yes. Now I've got it. It says set password.
Lovely. Give a click on it.
Yes.
And once you give a click on it, just try to find an option called permission profile. Permission profile. Permission profile.
Yeah, but that says to full access, for you to have full access to my...
Is there something called unattended access? Is there any option called unattended access? There would be four options called default, full access, screen sharing, unattended access, right? So you don't need to give me your screen sharing or anything like that. We have to set the unattended password, right, against those people who are connected with you. Give a click on permission profile and you will got to see four options over there. Default, screen sharing, full access, and unattended access.
I might need to get you to ring me back, I think, a bit later on at my husband's home, because I am not comfortable in doing this. I don't feel right. Sorry. You'll have to ring me back. Right?
Okay.
You got my number?
Yes, I have got your number.
Well, can you ring me back?
Yes, I would ring you back. No need to be worried about it, ma'am. It all depends on you, as I have told you. I'm not going to force you because we are not that kind of person. As they have told
I'm just not sure. So my husband's a computer whiz, he'll know straight away. And I've got this on tape, so if you can ring him back at 6 o'clock, that would be great.
At 6 o'clock, all right, I would try to. Okay, ma'am.